So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
KO92.9 The Game. It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man. Daily Download today, Carl, talking about Falcons and the job search, because there's three positions we're going for. Team president, which is, again, as we said earlier, not about the dishwashers, not about selling hot dogs in shirts. It's about the football product on the field. And that would be presumably Matt Ryan. But they did interview some other dudes. That is Mike Disner. He was the COO with the Lions. And Brant Tillis, executive vice president of football ops up in Carolina. So there's, again, you got to do your due diligence, but those some of the dudes, maybe I don't know, that was one of the guys that Arthur was speaking with when he left his press conference yesterday.
Yeah, they did tell us that they needed to usher him off to interviews yesterday, and those interviews started. So, yeah, we're getting reports now of guys that they spoke with. But here's the deal. I don't want to call them sham interviews.
They're kind of sham interviews.
Okay, because the belief is what? That Matt is going to interview for this and get it.
And that's his job. His job to refuse.
Okay. So, you know, these interviews that these other guys are going through, I'm not saying they don't have a shot to get the job, but Mike, I don't know if they got a shot to get the job. Right. And this is the part where do you even do this if you're a potential candidate and the Falcons want to interview you, knowing that realistically this is probably a guy that's going to get the job? The answer is always yes. And Mike and I talk about this with these coaches. To go through this process helps you for the next time around.
Right. So, and never say no to the job you haven't been offered. Go get in the mix. I'm with you on that one. Arthur Blank speaking yesterday. It was a mandatory press conference, guys. That's why Matt Ryan wasn't announced yesterday, because they are continuing, as we just said, these interviews. But we mentioned Cleveland Radio, our sister station up there, said one of the hosts knows that apparently Harbaugh wants total unlimited power, including him picking the GM, basically a $10 million budget for assistance. He wants $20 million. Here was a question to Arthur Blank yesterday about interest in John Harbaugh.
Well, I mean, John has been one of the most successful coaches in the last 20 years in our league, has won at every level, and so he would certainly be a candidate we would want to spend some time with. Whether or not he would have an interest in Atlanta, I don't know. I read earlier today he's not taking any interviews this week, and probably will start this coming week, so I'm sure we'll have him on our cycle, assuming he's willing to take an interview with us.
Yeah, look, the Harbaugh thing, and he said if he's willing to take an interview with this, because it is his choice. But you started the show today with something, Mike, that I think is very important to people. If you are thinking like me, that says, I don't care what it takes, go ahead and hire this guy. I want the proven. I want the guy who builds it and knows what it looks like and has a vision, blah, blah, blah. But only if he now is going to get the guy he wants in the general manager spot. If that is true, you're putting limitations on our potential hiring. Because, right, and we're not going to be the only ones. What's going to happen is, this is very similar to Belichick, if those rumors are true, that there will be some teams and owners who go, We're going to hire our own guys.
Right.
And, but you, and if we want you want to come here, then you need to come here.
But that's why we spent some time on this yesterday. I mean, I understand why. You know, and this is the great push and pull. How many guys, you've been following the NFL as long as we have. How many stories here in other cities? Uh-oh, there's a tug of war about the personnel decisions.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bill Belichick famously saying, if I'm going to cook the dinner, you let me pick the groceries. You know, and then he had a falling out and moves on from New England. So certainly I can understand a guy who's been around the league as long as John Harbaugh says, I know what it takes to win. Here's what I want to do. And I want a guy who's going to basically answer to me. So, I get, but that's my idea. If I ran the Falcons, Matt, you have like, they're going to surround you with guys who can help you with the GM stuff, but you are the president GM,
right?
You know, and the coach, he answers to you, and that's the vision, you know, but that's just me. Real quick, Zach Klein, speaking of Matt Ryan coming in to take over, we talked to Zach yesterday from Channel 2, sports director. He does a podcast, or at least did, with Matt Ryan. Here he is talking about Matt likely being the new president.
Listen, man, I think I might be losing a podcast partner, if we're being real. Now, to be totally frank, I have not spoken with Matt. He was with us on this pod, the Inner Circle podcast. Please check it out. We did it for the first 14, 15, 16 consecutive weeks of the NFL season. When the news broke on Fox, which was on a Sunday, he hit us up in the group chat. He said, hey, guys, I got to hit pause on this. We all didn't ask any questions. We respected him and his time. And then we did this past one this past week. And again, he said, I need to hit pause on this. I need some time. And we said, okay, you've got to do what you do. What's best for Matt and his family, what that may or may not be. At the end of the day, he's going to be the future president of the Atlanta Falcons.
There you go.
Yeah. I believe this to be true, too. This is why I just said, I don't know if these are sham interviews. And I know they got to go through the process. But part of me just believes, Mike, that is the one known in all of this. The unknown is the general manager and the head coach.
Right.
And then how much influence Matt is going to have potentially with that decision. Because you don't hire him and go, all right, well, let the owner and you know, the new president and Greg Beatles go ahead and hire the new head coach. He is going to have the say. So this will be, if it plays out like we think it will,
mm-hmm.
Matt's head coach. Match general manager.
Right. That's what I'm doing. But my thing is one vision. It comes from one guy. You know, and again, one thing I took from that press conference, according to Arthur, is it's just too many cooks. And Rich McKay, for his time, if there's no one else to say that would be the guy that you could, well, who's the culprit? It's like playing Clue. It's like Rich McKay with the wrench in the conservatory, screwing up whatever we're doing, or at least the vision was not the same. And we talked about, you know, Arthur Smith decides, you know, well, he's hired before the GM, so he wants a guy to draft. And the GM goes, okay. And then we get stuck with Pitts, which was not a, look, Pitts may have a great career here or somewhere else, but don't take a tight end fourth.
No.
You know, that when you had as many things on your laundry list as we did at the time. Hey, story number two, you can't have it.
Who are you talking about?
Jeff Ulbrich. Falcons say no. Cowboys. Jerry was sniffing around. I like the cut of Ulbrich's jib.
Yeah.
And the Falcons said, you can't talk to him. And this is their right. They got him under contract, so they deny Cowboys' request to interview Jeff Ulbrich. So I like, let me throw this at you.
Okay.
You bring in a guy like Clint Kubiak, who's run-based offense. We're going to run the football. He's going to get the completion percentage up for Michael Penix Jr. since Arthur told you he's the franchise quarterback, whether I like it or not. And you let Ulbrich, he's got the other side of the ball. We go to work. And Matt's in charge, and maybe you get Ian Cunningham from the Bears come in and be the GM.
No, look, I do love it. But
Ulbrich's here, and a lot of fans want that.
Yeah, and I'm going to go back to the Kubiak thing. If it's Stefanski, I still love it. I mean, like, I like that idea. But this bodes well for Jeff Ulbrich. When teams are blocked, your current team is blocking you from doing interviews. It means that the owner is really going to push hard, as he told us yesterday, for whomever they bring in here, for him to remain. The one thing you don't do when you start to fire guys, Mike, is make more problems for yourself. As good as Nielsen was when he was here,
right,
he wasn't this good. And the talent is better. So you want to continue to cultivate that young talent. Keep some continuity. Don't make more problems for yourself if you don't have to. If the new guy wants to come in and change everything else, this is not an issue. Let Jalen and JPJ, and let these guys do what they've been doing and continue to build.
Look, my logic about Ulbrich, we talked about this, the argument against it was, for all the things Carl just talked about that did happen, you know, you get, in some cases, one weapon to stop, and you couldn't stop or slow him down. I get it. Guys like McCaffrey and Jonathan Taylor are great, but Bryce Young should never throw for 448 yards against the Falcons.
No.
But that's on his resume. Now, again, the flip side to that, and this is where, for the Michael Penix fans, And again, I'm kind of neutral on Penix. I don't hate him. I don't love the idea of him as our franchise quarterback. I just don't know what he is. But part of the reason the defense struggled at times is because the Falcons couldn't hold on to the football. Three and out, three and out, three and out. So look at the time of possession, some of those games in the five-game losing streak. That's part of it. That's why you've got to get somebody in here who can get us moving the chains and keeps us in manageable down and distance. That's by running the football and committing to it.
I agree. Boy, this is going to be – it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes. And by the way, we said yesterday, once that first domino falls, then all this other stuff kind of clicks. Meaning, who gets Harbaugh?
Right.
And then – Mike, how do these dominoes fall? Because that's what I think is going to happen ultimately. And I'm not saying he's going to be the first hire. You just saw Miami go, screw it. We're going to hire a general manager. This is the guy we like.
Right.
Some teams just may move forward. But with the coaches, I think there is a pecking order, and one guy has to go before many others. And you know, I don't know what your order is. I don't know who you like or who you don't like. But if you're asking me like one, two, three, four, one of those guys has got to go before the other. And I think that's Harbaugh.
Right. And, guys, we'll talk plenty more about the NFL coaching carousel coming up in 4th and 1. Turtle, by the way, Chris Turtle Thomas. Oh, you hear, of course, Knights right here on 92.9 The Game. He reminds us that with the Dolphins hiring the new GM, we're the only team in this whole cycle that doesn't have a general manager.
That's correct.
So just something about the Titans, they have their guy. He was in his first year. Borgonzi is the guy that came over from Kansas City. And he drafted Ward. See, now he's on the clock. You drafted Ward.
You're right.
And Ward don't look like he's even ready for primetime. So, hey, story number three, the semifinal last night. And what a game it was, man. Used to be the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. It was the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. I will say the Saban commercial makes me laugh every time.
Funny.
Check-in is at 3. It's 2:55. I know. Anyway, Mario Cristobal, don't hug him on the sideline. Matter of fact, he was just ready to get the hell out of there last night. He was asked about his quarterback, and we said, Carson Beck, the best drive of his life last night to win it.
That's a perfect example of a guy who just, he feels supported, he's hungry, he's driven, he's a great human being, and all he wants to do is want to see his teammates have success. And that's what we witnessed tonight. And Carson Beck, I can't say enough great things about him. Love the guy. Absolutely awesome.
And if you're a Georgia fan, you can't have it both ways. You can't be like, oh, shucks, when you all wanted it and you were like, whatever. Take your Lamborghini and head to South Beach, right? That was basically what most Georgia fans were saying a year ago.
Yeah, look, I love the fact that, you know, he's in this position only because there are a lot of people rooting against him. But I also feel like, Mike, you know what, if he wins a national championship – He was a backup on those national championship teams for Georgia. Mm-hmm. This will be his. This will be the one that he has won and certainly led his team to. But you were talking about his draft prospects. And even though he had a great game last night, it still looks like he's a late first-rounder, certainly second-day pick
right
now, at least according to the projections.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
But as I said to Mike, he's 6'4", whatever he is, prototypical NFL guy, really good arm. if he shows out in the offseason here during the combine and all of that, it takes one team to fall in love. And everybody says, oh, the example is Bo Nix, guys. Right. Who had Bo Nix going to top 15 last
and again,
year?
And Bo was like, you know, those guys are now in their mid-20s, mid to late 20s that's by the time they're hitting the NFL. Like, that's the thing with Penix Jr. That's why we got to find out what we got.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.